WildTalkRadio.com.
6, 23, 22, 10.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I've met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Battle Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now you are.
And it is awesome.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can love, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell...
Ow!
What the game is playing!
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RockRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down at the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out in chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. And yes, guys, this is a momentous occasion. It is a celebration because it's 6/23, 22, and 10 years ago, this year, this show... It was born. That's pretty cool. And you know what? The two constants of the show have been me, your host Lindsay Ward, and the ever faithful producer / co-host / handyman Sir Rockin.
Party music.
Party music. It's a party.
It's 10.
Jesus, have we been doing this show for 10 years?
Tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, at Lindsay Ward, WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or Twitch.tv/WShowLive. To interact with us, whether you're here listening live or a podcast, whatever, the VOD, whatever you want to do, we're happy that you listened to the show for the past 10 years. Because, boy howdy, we've done some stuff in 10. Just the pictures on the screen are like...
It's mind-blowing.
There's some that never have happened, but, you know, here we are.
We got close.
On a few. But yeah, we're here. We're live. We're going to play Esterak in the second half of the show. We're going to do some news because we got to catch up on some things that have happened in the world of professional wrestling and sports entertainment. Because when you walk through a forbidden door, you get hurt. And we have a bunch of them to mention here in a little bit.
Oh my God, Brent went off this week. Jesus.
It's a combination of this week and just sort of being announced because AEW doesn't want like to announce that their talent are injured until they absolutely have to, because reasons. That is the best way to do it. So let's get into some of the actual news, and then we'll break some other things down.
All right. So following up on one of the biggest stories that we talked about last week, which was Vince McMahon and that whole sex scandal that's going on in WWE right now. A very interesting repercussion of that happened Friday morning. I hadn't even had my coffee yet when this got announced. Like, damn y'all. So after sitting here and saying that it was likely Vince would not give up power... Vince did pretty much exactly that. He has stepped down temporarily as the chairman and CEO of WWE. He is still the majority stockholder, so he's still the owner. He still has all the power. And taking his place during the investigation is a returning Stephanie McMahon. She's coming off her hiatus, where she just took a break to concentrate on family.
That lasted a month.
And she's now the interim chairwoman and CEO of WWE.
Huge honor for her, though.
It's a huge honor. I'm sure she's very, very proud, and she's ready to go. When it happened, Rock and I were sitting here talking about it, and it's like, you know what? She's waited for this her whole damn life.
Mm-hmm.
And I have little doubt that Stephanie's going to just be absolutely awesome at it, and she will probably thrive and do very, very well, because this is a chance to prove herself. So she will do exactly that. So congratulations, I guess. I don't want to say congratulations in the midst of what's going on, but go Steph, go. We'll say that. Also, coming out of that scandal, John Laurinaitis has been removed as the head of talent relations, pending the investigation on him, and stepping into his place is one Bruce Pritchard as the interim head. No word on if he's going to be the permanent or if possibly Triple H will take that back over, because Hunter was back at NXT this week saying that he was exactly that. He's back.
I'm back, bitches.
So nobody knows what that means. Nobody knows in what capacity, but there's definitely some shifting happening in WWE right now.
Okay, so Hunter's back in some fashion. Bruce is now taking on more responsibilities. He's also supposed to go, like, get rotator cuff surgery at some point. That was
he's hurt.
He's hurting, so that was a plan. Don't know if it's still going to be a plan, because, you know, I think before the scandal stuff, I think that was his plan. It's the summer. He could probably take the summer off and sort of, like, work from home. Doesn't have to be on the road, get the shoulder done. And, he can still do all that.
Yeah, he can still do all that. But, I mean, he can still work remote. It's just...
There's more remotes to hold at this point.
I have a really funny feeling that is getting pursed out or passed down to other people, because Johnny was the head of talent relations and he was in charge of it and he had a lot of hats to wear, but, like, ultimately the department can continue on without him because they have their day-to-day responsibilities. There's just stuff like hirings and firings that, you know, he would have to oversee that are the really big problems. So, you know, everything, I'm sure, is just playing along as it normally would, all the normal channels. Anything that Johnny would need to approved or would need to approve would go to Bruce. So I don't know how much of that is going on in WWE where people are going to Johnny Ace and saying, hey, we want to do this, and he's like, yeah or nay. I don't know if that's a daily or a weekly or whatever thing, but yeah. So Bruce could probably realistically go have his surgery and be fine and work remote.
It'll be fine, but
because I think he lives in Stanford, doesn't he? Or he lives close to Stanford.
I would assume he lives in Stanford, because that's kind of a prerequisite, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought once you got to a certain level in that company that you had to live by the office. I don't know if Johnny Ace lives up there, though. Or if he commutes back and forth between, like, California and Connecticut. But he was traveling all the time, so maybe not. I don't know.
I don't know.
I have no idea. I think Bruce lives up there, though.
Bruce probably lives up there. I think he's always kind of lived up in that area. So, yeah, that's going to be a situation to look at. And Hunter getting back in some powers. Interesting move.
There's definitely another shift in WWE happening, like we said before. And Hunter and Steph were kind of working their way back in because Steph had kind of been demoted. Hunter had kind of been demoted. Or really, Steph wasn't necessarily demoted. Steph was just kind of had slotted herself into the brand position, and that's where she liked to stay, that she was good in that space. And then eventually she had to start taking on more responsibilities, which caused her to suffer a little bit. And Hunter, I think, really enjoys being in charge of talent. He likes working with them. He loved working with NXT. He loves being a part of developmental. That's where he wants to be. And I think it hurt him a little bit to have to give that up. Partially, you would have to guess, due to health reasons, but nobody's really sure. And now with his health issues resolved, he can kind of go back and maybe do what he wants to do.
Yeah. He's been scouting and stuff. So every so often, he's getting more and more responsibilities as he grows and gets healthier. Vince is, in fact, in charge of creative still. That was always going to be the case. He was never giving it up until he has to give it up. And right now, he doesn't need to give it up.
Oh, Vince is still very much in control of that whole company. Don't think for one second that he's not. Stephanie is wearing the hat of CEO and chairwoman, because Vince... it's pretty much a formality that Vince steps aside during the investigation because he can influence the investigation as the chairman of the board. And if the board needs to vote, I don't think he can be present when that happens, because he's the one being investigated. So basically they're having the discussions about him and they can't have it in front of him. Because at some point, what they're going to do is they're going to do the investigation, they're going to get their findings, and then the board is going to discuss it amongst themselves if any sanctions need to happen, if anything else needs to happen, like if Vince has done anything illegal. Because what they essentially have to do is they have to determine if there's corporate malfeasance on Vince's part beyond... what could be described as sexual harassment, if that's the case. Because we don't know, at least in this instance, who initiated the relationship, if it was Vince or if it was her. Like, it was all consensual. It was all above board. There's nothing to indicate that it wasn't. But, like, the key factor in this is who instigated the relationship first. Mm-hmm. And then, because they have found other instances of this, where he has basically had affairs, paid people off, had them sign NDAs. They have to determine if there's malfeasance there, and like if he used company funds at any point, if he used company resources at any point to take care of any of this. Like, just basically he broke the rules. And if he didn't, then he can come back and he'll be fine. He'll probably get a slap on the wrist. But if he did, they have to find a way to deal with it, because Vince owns the majority voting stock. He's still the owner. It's going to be very difficult to get Vince off the board unless they just say, for the good of the company, you have to do this. I think that would be the only way Vince would do it, is for the good of this company, to pretty much stop it from being just ruined, which it won't be. You know, you need to step aside. And even then, he's still the owner. So that's what they're doing. So really, Vince just stepping aside, it's just a formality. I fully expect him to be back in power fully back in charge once the investigation completes.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't foresee him being removed. Unless he wants to retire and he just wants to step down. And he just wants to run creative, which realistically, he could do that. He could just hand it off to Steph and be like, here you go. Go nuts. And he just runs creative because that's what he wants to do. Which, honestly, at his age, that might be the best thing for him. Not to say that he's old, but he's in his 70s. He can't do as much as he wants to do.
I mean, he still does everything he wants to do. Let's be real.
He still does everything
Vince
he wants to
do. Vince is still up at 3 a.m., 4 a.m. in the gym. Let's be real.
But here's the thing. I don't know how unfortunate that is from a creative stance. Because if Vince doesn't have to worry about the corporate side of everything, and he can just focus on creative, I would be curious to see what WWE looks like with his full attention on creative. Like, part of my issue with WWE is, right, it all filters up to the top. It all filters up to Vince. Mm-hmm. And they're writing for Vince, and they're producing the show for Vince, and it's all for Vince, right? That is one of the main problems with WWE Creative. But Vince is so busy with everything that he does, and he does a lot, that he can't necessarily put his full focus and attention on creative, because some of the best angles that we've seen, Vince has been personally involved with. Some of the worst ones too, but a lot of the really, really great angles that we've seen, Vince has been involved in. He's had his hands in. Like, Vince is a very creative person. He's very good at it, but he just can't put his focus there. So I would be curious to see what WWE would look like with Vince McMahon at the helm of creative, doing his thing and stuff, and potentially Hunter running the show. And that's just Vince's retirement gig, is he just focuses in on talent. Because, like, the whole Austin Theory shit, that was all Vince. That's all been Vince.
Good or bad.
Good or bad.
So we'll see.
We'll see. But what I'm excited to talk about is that G4 and WWE have announced today that they are teaming up for the release of a brand new content series in partnership with Xfinity titled Arena. It's a monthly show where the world of streamers, celebrities, pro athletes, and WWE superstars will collide and enter the G4 arena to hash out their personal and professional issues with a gauntlet of chaotic and hilarious challenges. This is going to be a clusterfuck, and I can't wait for it.
It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun. So yeah, that's cool.
That is cool. It's very cool. I'm curious to see how they do that. And with that, I say we do Blame Rents.
Let's jump into the old injury roundup.
Bones breaking, backs cracking, shoulders snapping. It's this week's injury roundup.
Okay. Brent just had a banner week. He has decided in the last, month to take out, like, the top on, like, both sides of,
And now we're going international, too.
And now he's going international. Like, he didn't have enough. Oh, no, now he has to go international. So we're just going to start from the top and read it down. Rhea Ripley has a brain/teeth injury.
Most likely concussion, I would assume.
Hashtag blame Brent.
Yeah, she had to have her teeth fixed because they got either knocked loose or knocked out, so she's letting that heal. And then she's more than likely suffering from a concussion. She's spitting fire on Twitter, though, so she's going to be okay. Randy Orton has injured his back.
Hashtag blame Brent.
This one's been in a lot work for a while, but it was confirmed in the last 7 days. That's, he's had a back injury, but it's a bad back injury, I guess, that most likely is requiring surgery, and he's going to be out for a while.
Yeah, and it's mainly from wear and tear, but I think he maybe tweaked it a little bit, and that's what's brought him here. Red Velvet is out with an unknown injury.
Hashtag blame Brent.
Bobby Fish has an injured ankle.
Hashtag blame Brent.
Kyle O'Reilly is out with an unknown injury.
Hashtag blame Brent.
That's going to impact Forbidden Door this weekend. And then tomorrow, Ishii is out with an injured knee.
Hashtag blame Brent.
Which, once again, so that Forbidden Door. That Forbidden Door, which is on pay-per-view this Sunday. The whole card's had to, they lost Punk, and I guess let's do it. I don't know what it is, but I'm just going to say Bryan Danielson.
Hashtag blame Brent.
Yeah, he is out with an unknown injury. He announced this past Wednesday that he is not going to be on Forbidden Door, and he's not going to be on Blood and Guts. So whatever it is, it's pretty serious.
He's been out of action for a month. He wants to sugarcoat it, like his brain. He was saying, don't worry, I'm fine. My brain's fine. All the things are fine. When you're out for a month and you're not doing the show that was basically why WWE was trying to keep you, they were trying to open the door for you, and now you can't even do the door that's been open. Or even what was to come. I think he was supposed to go to Japan for a little bit.
Yeah.
And none of that's happening. So, yeah, that's an injury. Let me tell you what. That's an injury.
I hope he's okay. I hope it's not what we all think it is.
It is exactly what we think it is.
I let me hope. Let me have this.
No, we all know it. He doesn't want to tell us, but we know it.
But hopefully Brian recovers. And hopefully he's okay.
Hopefully he recovers. Okay. Now we're gonna do some stuff that's sort of on the sheet, but it's not on the sheet. So, Lindsay, ready to go back in time?
I'm ready to hit the Wayback Machine. Wow. That was fancy. So, we are going to talk about what we were talking about 10 years ago when this show launched. Because if you're just joining us, this is The Rat Turns 10. We are officially 10 years old. We have been doing it that long.
So back on...
Someone interrupted too.
Yeah. Back on June 28th, 2012, when we were doing the show, when we launched the show in this fashion, this brand. Maxine quit WWE.
Charlie Sheen was Hold a on. Celebrity.
Hold on, before we get that one, she became one of our first guests.
Yeah, she was our second.
Like, it was like a third or fourth, but like it was one of the ones that popped.
Yeah, that was one of the first really big interviews that we did.
Yeah.
Right. That was cool.
All right, next one.
Charlie Sheen was a WWE celebrity social media ambassador.
Like, remember, because that was gearing up to Raw 1000.
Yep.
And they got him to be on the show via Skype. During that, it was that awkward Charlie Sheen phase, too, for him. Like, he was just starting the anger management show because he got kicked off of 2.5 Men.
That's right. That's when he was, like, embroiled with, like, all that scandal and everybody was like,
whatever bullshit he was on. Yeah. That was a time.
That was a time. Oh, God. John Cena, who is celebrating 20 years with WWE this year, is celebrated his 10-year anniversary with WWE.
Yeah. And then, so it was written on the sheet. It said JBL. And I was like, what the hell was that?
So I went back. It could be so many things.
He was climbing mountains for kids, for charity, back then.
Oh.
And they did a whole big thing. I think it was Mount Everest. It was somewhere, I think it was Mount Everest or something. He was doing some big climb.
It was Everest or was it Kilimanjaro?
I don't think
he's done Everest.
Whatever it was one of the big ones, right? And like we covered that whole thing. So those were like the news items. You could tell it was a really light week in news. Though we had many different segments back then.
Yeah, we had a lot. The show has become much more trimmed down in the 10 years that it's been on.
It has.
So those because we are lazy.
It's not that we're lazy. Because no, Lindsay. See, here's the thing. You say it's laziness, but we've only cut like one segment really from the show.
Yeah, this is true.
Like, and we replaced it for a while with another one, and that's sort of on the side for now. When we need it, if you haven't noticed, there's a segment we haven't been doing in a while, but we'll do it when we need to. You can all figure it out.
Yeah.
But back then, way back then, Lindsay, we were doing something.
We were doing something.
We were, as they say, crossing the line. Talk about a song.
That's a throwback.
So, when we did this show way back then, we were on an hour later, because Lindsay was still in Utah, so time differences. Mm-hmm. We covered Impact Wrestling.
We did.
10 years ago, today was an episode that we covered on the show. Brother, Brother, Brother Man was the general manager running things.
Oh, God.
We had the convoluted Bound for Glory series that had points and everything. Remember trying to keep up with the points?
Yes.
It was so convoluted. You had Samoa Joe and the ninjas and weird gimmicks and whatever. On that night, Lindsay, they crowned new tag team champions. Would you like to take a guess who became tag team champions 10 years ago? Hint, they've been on the show.
I'm going to say Daniels and Kaz.
Kaz and Daniels were, in fact, the new tag team champions of Impact Wrestling 10 years ago today.
I'm trying to think. It's like, well, who was around 10 years ago?
They beat AJ Styles and Kurt Angle.
Oh, my God.
And then afterwards, an announcement was made. Somebody was pregnant with a phenomenal baby.
Oh, my God. Were we doing this during Claire Lynch?
It was the start of the whole thing with Claire Lynch. They announced the debut of the baby because she was like the recovering addict or whatever. And that whole story. And yeah, they announced the moment went live. Right before we went live, she's pregnant with a baby. Fun times, huh?
Very, very fun times. So, iconic times.
Iconic times, yes. So a couple other things, right? 10 years ago, the movie Ted was the number one movie. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Want to guess what the number one song in the country was?
10 years ago.
10 years ago.
I don't know.
Well, this is where I tell you, let's go to break, And we're going to figure it out because you're going to hear it as we go to break. Ring a bell.
Oh, fuck. What is the name of this?
Thinking about it.
I don't remember the name of it. I recognize it. I don't remember the name, though. Oh, Call Me Maybe. It's like I've heard this. What is it? It's been forever since I've heard it, though.
It is. And I did not know this was the number one song when I picked it. Just great timing.
It was meant to be. It was serendipitous.
It was. So let's go to break.
All right. So when we come back, we are going to be doing the original segment of this show that's still around, which is Tweet of the Week. And then we are going to be celebrating by doing an Ask the Rack, guys. So you can submit questions live if you want to. We have 12 questions that have been submitted. But if you'd like to ask them live, you can pop them in the chat over on Twitch, and we will answer them, provided they are not personal or political, just for the record. So, you're listening to The Rack right here on MontalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night. Every week, we jump into the world of
awesome
with the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs.
This one had to go out and buy all the toys. She lifted my foot up, stuffed it straight up my ass, and said, "I don't care. Kid gets toys."
Yeah, check out the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs., available weekly at wildtalkradio.com and rackradioshow.com.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw post show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Give me a hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin as they give their opinions on what they liked.
What?
What they didn't like.
What?
And what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw Post Show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
11 p.m. Eastern.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line. Go Stone Cold Simpson.
Did you know you can use support a creator code Rock and Sock in the Fortnite item shop? That's R-O-C-K-N-S-O-C-K in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime gaming sub available, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down at the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out in chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. And if you are just joining us, this is The Rack Turns 10. That's right, it is our 10th anniversary of the show, and we are about to do the original, or one of the original surviving segments from way back when, 10 years ago. That's right, we have been doing this for 10 years. Tweet of the Week.
To be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Sly Cooper TV. I'm taller than Indy Hartwell, which is impossible to believe, but it's true. She's 5'10 and I'm like 6'4, 6'5. Indy Hartwell. I'm 5'12. Don't believe everything you read on the internet. John Cena, climb that hill in front of you. Christy Kay, no, because everyone's running up that hill right now. Koidow, I would destroy Air Zach at Mario Kart. He follows up with Source, just trust me, bro. Zach Aguilar, and I'm gonna be an astronaut. Good, go hide your shame in space. I'm gonna eject you into space this Saturday night. Astronaut. I love their relationship so much. It's awesome. And that's all I have.
Okay, so let's see. Where to begin? All right. Denise Salcedo. Ordering food delivery be like. Subtotal $32.10. Delivery fee $7.35. Taxes and other fees $9.50. You blink twice $13.75. Fee for hunger $25. Feed for drooling $15.80. Driver oxygen fees $22.19. Fee for paying fees $44.10. Grand total, you should cook instead. Don't forget to tip. Not wrong.
That is not a lie.
Kathy Kelly shares a DM from her mother, or message from her mother. We're doing a lab photo shoot, and I've been told if there's something called drip that has nothing to do with liquid, can you tell me what it is?
Oh, God. Oh, no. No, 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 no.
Let's see. Kenta tweeted, for hashtag forbidden door, knock knock, are you there? Daniel Garcia, yeah. Kenta, sorry, I knocked the wrong door. Okay, so we're not there, cool. Trevor Dame, I do have to say the Flair combo pass I bought from Conrad, where I get to go to Flair's roast on Friday, see his last match on Sunday, and speak at his wake on Monday, is looking like a good deal.
Oh, shit. Yo!
I mean,
yo!
It's not a lie, though.
It's not a lie, but damn, that's harsh.
Based on his comments today, it's not a lie.
Can somebody please come get Ric Flair?
No. Delta, what's your favorite summer destination and why? Kayla Braxton, well, would love to tell you. My flights keep getting canceled.
Again, not a lie. It's everybody, though. That's a problem.
Conan O'Brien, I just called the Emmy people and told them they need to find me 11,000 votes. Topical.
Very.
Because? All right. So I got two tweets left. We could do what the thing's about first. Or something really old. Which would you rather get first?
When the really old leads to what it's about?
No, they're two different things.
Okay, well then let's do what the new one first.
The what it's really about? What this is all about? The Iron Sheik, the wheels on the bus, go fuck yourself.
Yep. That's the man that inspired the segment right there. And what's the throwback?
So I found, because it was in our sheet apparently. We were putting a tweet in the sheet for Tweet of the Week because, like, we were only doing, like, one tweet. Boy, has that changed.
Oh, yeah.
So I found the tweet, and I went back and had to tag it again so I would remember.
Uh-huh.
It's from CM Punk.
God, is it really?
30 minutes of ropes on my roof, blasting the Misfits in a Speedo. Springfield, Illinois. I'm coming for you like Booker T was coming for Hogan.
Oh, God.
That was the original when we re-debuted the show.
Tweet of the Week. Lord help us. Yeah, now we have caps. because Rock went on a liking spree one time and we had to cap him.
Well, because football season's when all the funny is around. There's no funny right now. Here's the thing. There's no funny on Twitter anymore.
You have to look for it. You have to really, really look for it.
Because everyone is so PC now. No one wants to make a funny joke about anything.
See, that's why you just find friends screaming at each other.
I know, but they're not even screaming at each other. They just scream on their things now, and they don't do it on the Twitters. Not as interesting. Can we get back to funny Twitter?
No.
It'd be great. It would help this show if we had funny Twitter.
It would help the show, but sadly we do not get funny Twitter anymore.
We don't.
You're not allowed to have funny Twitter.
No, we gotta be serious on the Twitter machine. We gotta always serious or complain about something. That's what Twitter is now. A place to complain.
And with that, let's do Ask the Rack.
You ask it. We answer it. It's Ask the Rack.
Boom.
I forgot we had a bumper for that.
We did. Had to dig it out and everything.
Dang.
All right. I have a bunch of questions. We're going to just go with them. I'm just going to pick them in random orders. Okay. Because this one should be an easy one. Who is your favorite Canadian wrestler?
Who is my favorite Canadian wrestler?
There are a lot of choices.
A lot of choices.
I mean, we could do the stock standard and go, Bret the Hitman Hart is the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. Because, I mean, he is the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.
Oh, no, we made a Bret Hart reference. Do we have to take a shot?
Yes.
Oh.
I made it a couple, so there you go.
That's on you.
Yeah. Anyway, someone can take the shots. Anyway, I mean, we could talk about the man who invented everything about professional wrestling, Chris Jericho, former guest of the show.
Former guest of the show, yeah. I mean, we could talk about Edge.
Another former guest of the show.
No, he was WGR.
No, we got him too.
Oh, that's right, we did.
Yeah, second one was us. We sat here all morning waiting for him. Yeah, so tangent.
Nicest man ever.
Yeah. One, when we first did it for WTR, we watched Raw with him for a little bit, so that was fun. Two, he was in the backwoods of Canada.
And they couldn't find him.
What's that all about? And they couldn't get a hold of him. So we had to just wait and wait. It was a couple hours later, we finally got a hold of him. So that's some history there for you. I'd say Edge. To me, Edge.
Is it all time, or is it just right now?
It's up to you. It just says, who is your favorite Canadian wrestler?
You know what? I'm going to go with right now, and I'm going to say Kevin Owens.
Oh, Kevin. Yeah, Kevin. Kevin's a good choice, too. Sammy's a good one, too.
Sammy's a good one, but I feel like Kevin's just been doing a little bit better than Sammy.
Okay, so this would be the thing. Is Kevin considered Canadian? Because isn't he French-Canadian?
All Canadians are Canadians.
Yes, Canada. I don't know if that's true or not.
I think Quebec still counts. Isn't Quebec still part of Canada?
It counts, but you know, do they get along with them? I don't know.
No, of course they don't get along with each other.
Little boots and all the things.
But it's still part of Canada.
It is, in fact, still part of Canada. Yeah. Dick jokes. Anyway, let's see. What is the most random thing you collect?
What is the most random thing I collect?
I'm going to answer it first. Nothing. I don't collect things. I'm boring. And cheap.
Yeah, you're cheap. I collect shit. It's a temporary collection, but I collect bottle caps. Like, I drink bottles of water at work or while I'm working or while I'm doing shows. And so I take the bottles downstairs, but I'll build like little bottle cap towers on my desk. And then when they get too tall, there's too many or too many end up on the floor, I'll take them downstairs and throw them away. But yeah, I collect bottle caps temporarily. Is that weird? Is that random enough?
That is 100% random enough.
Cause I sit here and I play with them while I work. So
you need a fidget spinner.
I do need a fidget. Okay. So here's the thing. Like when I was going in the office, my boss had fidget spinners at her desk. Like, she had, like, the stress squishies, and she had fidget spinners, and she had, like, the little fidget device.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the little fidget cube thing. She had all of that at her desk, and we would steal them, and we would mess with them. Like, we would mess with the fidget spinners when we needed to, and it was great. It was fantastic. And I've actually thought about buying one just to have it, because, like, when I'm sitting here and I'm trying to think, it helps, because otherwise I sit here and I mess with the bottle caps. Because I fidget. I can't sit still.
I has a fidget spinner. It's very helpful. Now it's like rubber things you push in. I don't like them.
No, I just want the spinny spin. I just need the spinny spin. It was cool, too. It was like dragons, because that's what she's into.
Got it. In 5 years, who will be the WWE champion? Roman Reigns. No.
Gable Steveson.
Seth freaking Rollins. Because they're not going to change. Actually, probably Cody Rhodes. Who knows? Because if he stays healthy enough. But it'll probably still be Roman Reigns or Brock Lesnar, because when you break
this. No, Brock's going to be retired in 5 years. There's no way.
Then Randy Orton.
Randy might be retired, depending on his back.
All right, this one's more of a topical one. This was asked. Do you think Edge will get his revenge on Judgment Day after they turned on him?
Yes, 1,000%. Once they rest Edge for a while, which they're doing. I think they need Rhea Ripley back in order for him to get his revenge. But yeah, they will. This is all going to lead to Finn versus Edge.
At SummerSlam.
At probably, yeah, SummerSlam, where, and at some point the demon will come out. I don't know when, I don't know where, but if the whole intention is to take it supernatural, then yeah, the demon's going to come back out.
Yeah, so Edge will get his revenge at some point. It's kind of a thing.
Can we stay on that for a second? Because I do want to say that I am a little disappointed with them taking Edge out of that group. Like, Finn will be fine, and Finn's a good leader, and it's a good place for Finn, because he can kind of stand out. But, like, I feel like Edge really gave that a lot of, like, gravity and a lot of, like, depth, just because of everything that he's been through. And the fact, I did like that in a lot of ways it did resemble the Ministry of Darkness, and it did tie back to the Ministry of Darkness, and the Brood, and, like, kind of all of those callbacks. Mm-hmm. I liked that it did all that. I didn't know where it was going, but I did like simply that you had Edge doing something completely different than what we've ever seen him do before. And now it's over, and it makes me a little sad. Like I said, I like Finn. I think it's going to be a good position for Finn and for Damian and for Rhea, because they're all going to be able to shine equally. But I like that Edge was leading the group, and I feel like the fact that they just randomly took him out of it, it's like, he didn't deserve that. Especially wearing that suit. Like, God, that was an expensive suit. Damn.
It's an expensive suit. And he got a haircut.
And he got a haircut, which he looks good. Please, please don't grow your hair back. Hair looks good. Just leave it.
All right. So let's go through questions. Oh, we did that one. Who is your favorite wrestler in AEW?
I would have to watch AEW, so I'm going to let you answer that.
Is Brent listening? I don't know if Brent's listening or not.
Brent, we have cookies.
Okay. So if he's listening, you know, if he's listening or not, I don't know. So let's go.
He's in chat.
I know he's in chat. So that we're going to go with this answer. Hook. Send. Hook. No, John Moxley is my favorite wrestler in AEW. Because Mox, your future world champion.
Maybe.
Okay.
They could throw a curveball.
They could. They could, in fact, throw a curveball. I doubt it. Okay. So the next question was, what do you think of the new Eagles logo?
Oh, we're going to talk branding.
We're talking about branding. I effing hate you. There he is. Got him to say something.
There, we got him to come out of lurking. He came out of the shadows. We lured him out of his corner.
Yeah, we did. Good job.
You know what? Honestly, it doesn't really offend me that much. I think it's very similar to the old logo. They just kind of inverted the points and removed the arch. It's much cleaner. It's going, because this is what I do for a living, I'm going to say this and I'm going to be a nerd for a second. It's going to work a lot better on a lot of different things than what the old logo did. Like, the old logo is cool and it's nostalgic, but this will just size better, and because it doesn't have the stroke and it doesn't have the shadow and it doesn't have everything, it's going to be a much more simplified thing to put on merchandise and do all the branding things. So it doesn't offend me. I like it. I think it's nice. I think it's clean. It's better than some other logo designs that I've seen where they just redesign it. Like, I will give them all the credit in the world. The one thing that bothers me is when people are like, I'm gonna redesign my logo, and they use nothing but like thin fonts, which is shit for sizing down. Please don't ever do that. Like, when you're picking fonts for your logos, just as a tip, don't ever use a thin font, because it's not going to show up when it's literally the size of a postage stamp. It's just, it's not. That's not, it, you're not going to be able to read it. Pick something you can read when it's tiny.
Yes. So, as the Eagles fan.
Yes.
Do I get a chance to weigh in on what the logo looks like?
I mean, I guess.
I like it. And I sent the other picture to you. Kind of looks mm-hmm. It's more similar to the old 80s logo.
A little bit. It's a more modern version. Like, that's, the 80s logo is a very sort of, I get like a Middle Earth vibe off of that font. It's very fancy.
Yeah.
But I like, I mean, it's like, I like the old logo. I like the new logo. Like I said, it's just clean.
It's very clean.
It's just simple. Mm-hmm. Which I appreciate tremendously. Like, my other pet peeve is when people try to get overcomplicated with logos. It's like, no, just make it very clean, make it very simple, and that's it. Mm-hmm. Make it easy to work with, and do a horizontal and a vertical layout. Thank you. I'm done.
And nerd time is over.
No, but okay, for real, like real talk, I'm going to say this. If you're considering starting a business mm-hmm. and you're trying to come up with a logo, come up with a logo that is going to look good as in both in a flat color, in any flat color. It doesn't matter what flat color you make it, but also that it works in both a white format and a black format. Because when you're trying to create merchandise or branding or advertising or anything like that, the logo is going to have to at some point be converted to either white or black, at least the text, so you can visually see it. Otherwise, they're going to have to put like a color box behind it to pop it off the whatever they're using. Like for the Old Eagles logo, it works because it's white and black and it'll stand out. This one, you're going to be able to convert it to whatever color you want and it will work. You can do whatever you want because it's simple. Like if you wanted to make that a rainbow effect, you could make that a rainbow effect really, really simply. And I like that. So yes, if you're designing logos, if you're looking at designing logos, again, think about it. Now I'm done.
You sure? You good?
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Who from AEW should WWE sign?
I'm going to leave that to you because you watch.
MJF.
No, dude.
Yeah.
They'll water him down.
Are you every internet fan out there? They'll totally water him down. Oh my god.
But they will, because like he's out here ripping people's souls out of their bodies, supposedly, and like they don't let people do that. Like he's not going to be able to like write his own shit.
Yeah, but it would be interesting to see what they do with him.
It would be interesting to see what they do with him, but
I don't know. But half the people in the AEW right now is from WWE, so it doesn't really matter if they would sign. All the young kids are just wrestlers. Like, WWE's not going to bring them over. MJF is at least a character.
This is true.
We did that one. What is your favorite type of cheese?
Cheddar.
Mozzarella.
But like smoked cheddar.
Like mozzarella.
It's like the plainest cheese out there.
No, American is the plainest cheese out there.
No, American tastes like childhood, where you just like, you were hungry and you needed a snack and it was like an hour before dinner and you just needed food and your mom was mad at you and so you would sneak in the fridge and you would get like a slice of American cheese. Yeah.
I still do a slice of American cheese.
I don't keep it in the house. I have cheddar in the house, but I don't keep American cheese in the house. I need to. Like, I don't eat it as much. But it's like I'd love to get a pack of it and just make grilled cheeses one winter with like soup. Yummy. That would be good. And you remember to do that this winter.
She won't remember.
I won't remember, but yeah, that would be good.
Hey Siri.
She can't hear you from here.
Hey Google. Anyway. Let's see, we did that one. What is your favorite wrestling couple? Or favorite wrestling couple? Should be.
Like real life or
it just says what is your favorite wrestling couple?
Honestly, it's The Undertaker and Stephanie McMahon.
I mean
I will go down with that ship.
Here's one. We'll throw it back for it, right? All time?
Mm-hmm.
AJ Lee and Kane.
Yeah, that was another good one that had potential that they just never did anything with. I was really, really sad. Like they're just the possibilities there were so good.
Anyway. Brent, Sammy and Tang, right? That's the answer. Edge and Beth is the, or Hunter, actually Hunter and Steph. There's your couple.
Hunter, Steph, Edge and Beth, AJ, Miz and Maurice. Yeah. You know, Miz and Maurice are actually my, like real life, one of my favorite couples.
Mm-hmm.
Like I really do enjoy the show and I really do enjoy them. Like just their chemistry and the way that they work together. It's really good. It's a healthy marriage.
It is. All right. We got two more. Unless Brent wants to throw us some questions.
I say, Brent, you going to submit your questions that you promised to send us?
You want to come on and talk? We can also add you up to the call if you want. It's up to you.
Yes, you can play Quizmaster.
You can ask us. Hey, Brent. All right, before I get to the final two. Brent, you have 5 minutes. Come up with 5 questions, and we'll bring you on to ask 5 questions.
Don't put him under the pressure like that.
Why not?
It's so mean.
Why not, though?
Because he'll do it.
Okay. That, I'm giving the intern instructions.
He just got home.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, so mean.
Actually, we have 3 questions. Okay. For 5 minutes. Okay. What will this year's WrestleMania main event be?
Roman Reigns. probably Roman versus Cody, because I don't know if they're going to get Dwayne. Like, I really don't know if they can get him. So I'm going to say, and Cody's out, so Cody won't be back until probably Rumble. You can have Cody win the Rumble, assuming Roman is still champion, which he could be. He could get a title back. I don't know. I'm going to say Roman versus Cody. Why not? Because at this stage, there's no guarantee he's going to drop a title at SummerSlam.
No, there's no guarantees anywhere. I think it's going to be Cody versus... Screw it. Cody versus Seth for the WWE Universal Undisputed Championship.
Ew. That would be good.
Because Rock and Roman's your main, but your main title match will be that, if they got Dwayne. But let's do Cody, Seth one more time for the belt. Have Cody beat Seth for the belt.
And have Cody be face.
Yeah. Well, he's going to be.
We don't know that.
Oh, big Rumble return? Yeah. All right. What is your favorite TV show now compared to when you first started the show?
What is my favorite TV show now versus...
Okay, before she answers, TV sucks now.
TV does suck now. I actually watch more streaming than I watch actual TV. And I used to watch a lot more HGTV than I do now, partially because I'm on a different computer now than I was. Like, when we started doing the show, all I had was like a laptop, and it was on like a TV tray in front of my TV. And so I would just watch whatever was on TV while doing the show or while just doing anything, versus now where I actually have like a desktop, and I don't really watch a lot of TV anymore, which might be part of my problems. But when I do watch TV now, it's usually a streaming show. But I am trash and I love Bridgerton, so I'm going to say Bridgerton, but also Shadow and Bone is very good too. And The Cook of Castamont. They need to make a second season of that. But yeah, I have not watched any of the Star Wars stuff yet. I need to. Like, The Mandalorian was good. I haven't watched the next season yet, but The Mandalorian was good. I want to watch Kenobi. Like, I wait. Like, when they do it episodic like that, I wait until the whole thing's out so I can just binge it, because I do not have the patience to watch it every week, because I tend to forget when it comes out. So, yeah, I do have... Well, no, I'm not going to say it on the show. I'm not going to say it. But yeah, so it probably would have been like Property Brothers or something like that 10 years ago. And then now it's like pretty much a lot of stuff on Netflix.
Which is still shows,
yeah. You?
Big Bang Theory was my favorite show back then. Still is today. Because I can't get into shows when they're gone in a year. Like TV shows.
Oh, yeah.
It kind of sucks. It has been a good one to really latch on to. Like, I watch shows here and there and series here and there, but there's been nothing like... I'm going to say it's my favorite. I've been watching new things lately, but it's not like... Which is like, it sort of gets you hooked, but it's not like, oh my god, it's my favorite show of all time. It's good, but there's nothing great out there right now to really keep you interested.
Part of what happened is, like, COVID happened, and so all the shows got shut down, and so they weren't producing new content, and you kind of stopped relying on TV and started relying on, like, Netflix and Hulu and everything more to sort of get you through, and at least for me, and that's what happened. So it's, like, a lot of, like, TV shows, like, especially HGTV, they weren't able to shoot, they weren't able to produce content, so they were just doing what they could to produce content, and it just kind of got really sort of like, there's nothing on that I want to see, versus like Netflix, who had content, and they were putting it out like crazy, in terms of Bridgerton that launched, and Shadow and Bone, and some of the other ones, and then like Amazon got hold of, I think the BBC library, and that all just went to hell for me. But yeah, like, I think that's, like, basically just COVID changed media altogether and how it's watched and consumed and that kind of thing.
Okay. And finally, one last question before we find him.
Mm-hmm.
Which means I probably have to hang up with you and call the group. So we'll do that in a second.
Uh-huh.
Which team will have the better season? Eagles or Falcons?
Eagles.
Yeah, it's going to be the Eagles.
We don't have a quarterback, y'all.
I mean, you do.
We have Mariota. I'm curious to see what he does, but they traded Matt Ryan, which I thought was a little shitty. You should have just let him retire as a Falcon because of, like, really for everything he's done for the city of Atlanta. They're like, yeah, I know, you know, we're going to, like, kick you out. And because they have a whole foundation here, and they're, like, really embedded into Atlanta because he's been here for forever. And they were like, yeah, no, we want to get rid of you, so we're just going to kick you to the curb. Like, and that's what they did. So they sent him to Indianapolis. I think they still live here.
Yeah, they probably, yeah.
But they're, like, just temporarily living up in Indianapolis. But I wish they would have let him retire as a Falcon. But they drafted, or they traded for Mariota, or they got Mariota. I don't know what they did for that. But, like, and then they drafted somebody, so they're probably going to have Mariota for like a year or two and then bring up the new quarterback and see how that goes. But yeah, the Eagles are going to have a better year.
Okay. Preface. We hope they have a better year, because if they don't, we's in trouble.
I'm going to say this. I don't have much for hope for the Falcons, like, ever, because I understand my football team. They try really, really, really hard. They don't always succeed, though. But we love them anyway.
Okay, so I'm going to hang up with you, get him on the line with us so we can give him airtime.
Okay.
So chat, we're doing, we're going to disconnect there. We're going to bring them into the call because Skype is weird with sound and we have closing sounds. So I need them to be able to hear the sound on the way out. So we have to call it like this so he can hear the sounds and things like that. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the intern.
Okay, so you wanted like 12 questions, right?
I said five questions, 5 minutes.
No, do the 12.
Okay, because I have like 12 questions.
We were promised 12 questions, and then you never delivered them, and now...
Well, I've got the 12 now, so let's go.
Okay. All right. So you are the quizmaster, so ask away.
All right. First up, Brock, and also Lindsay. Who's your favorite New Japan pro wrestler?
Okada.
I'll go with that. Because I don't watch New Japan.
Okada.
I know who Okada is, so I'll go with that one. Or wait, no. Is Evil New Japan?
Evil? Yes, that group is. Yes.
No, I thought there was a wrestler called Evil.
Oh, yeah. I think he was world champion at one point. Yep, there's a guy named Evil.
And Miho Abe? She's cute. I like her.
Well, at least you didn't say Maki Ito, so that's fine.
Does that suffice for the New Japan question?
All right. What would your superhero name be, and what power would you have?
Terrible naming things. I can't name shit, so I'm not giving you a name.
Excuse me, that was the first part of the question.
Yeah, I'm ignoring it.
All the good ones are taken.
See, chat? I come up with questions, and they're refusing to answer. I see how it is. Okay, fine.
No. I'm just terrible at naming things. Clearly. Superpower?
Yes.
I kind of like Cyclops' laser eyes.
Okay.
So that's what we're going with.
I would want to read minds.
Okay. What is your go-to karaoke songs?
I don't do karaoke songs.
Yeah, I don't sing karaoke.
Fine. What is your go-to shower song?
I don't sing in the shower.
God damn it!
But my go-to, like, I need to, like, just listen to something and just jam out is Blinding Lights.
Okay.
Next question.
Lindsay, what's it like being the network's most knowledgeable AEW analyst?
I hate you.
Jack, don't worry. We're going to get her to pick the New Japan AEW show.
No!
She is picking Forbidden Door. She must reclaim her crown. She must retain the crown.
No! I don't want to. Lindsay, I don't know half the people.
No one does.
We're all in the same fucking boat.
It was a fluke.
We'll see.
Lindsay, have you seen the picks on this network? It's always a fluke. We lose to inanimate objects.
Yes, I know. It's happened multiple times to me, but that's not the point.
Still, most knowledgeable AEW person on the network, Lindsay Ward.
It's a show.
Okay, so I had a question for Lindsay. So now, hey, Rock, what is your favorite Season 1 Fortnite skin, and do you have it in your inventory?
Wow, that is oddly specific.
Were there any good Season 1 skins? Are you talking about Renegade Vader?
Yes, I'm talking about Renegade Vader.
Or Skull Trooper? Do you have Skull Trooper? Oh my god, do you have Renegade Vader? My favorite streamer, Curtis JD, wears Renegade Vader.
By the way, if anyone would like to buy any Fortnite skins, you can use creator codes RockinSock or Linz M. Ward in the Fortnite item shop.
Hashtag epic partner. Naruto's out there. Naruto, buy your Narutos. There's 1,700 of them in the shop right now.
Okay, look, we had to do a Fortnite reference, and we had to throw a plug in. Why? Because it's 10 years of the rack, and plugs permeate this show. All right.
RecreationShow.com.
RecreationShow.com. A book is being written about your life. What is it titled?
I'm Just the Producer.
Oh, that's good. Hashtag favorite.
There we go. Let me see. What interview that you've done over the past 10 years would you want to do a follow-up with?
Seth Rollins.
Yeah, Seth.
And when did you guys happen to interview him?
Right before Dickgate. Like the week
It was right before Dickgate, yeah.
right before his ex put his dick all over the internet. Because we had the interview and we did the interview and everything was great. And he was talking about how much he loved her. And then like that next Monday, like, boom, there it was. And it was like, oh, well, we know what he's been up to. But yeah, it would be cool to do a follow up with Seth in terms of like where he's at. I'm trying to think of who else we've interviewed. There's so fucking many.
We've interviewed Hall of Famers. We've interviewed legends, up and comers.
This is where I'm going to go to rackradioshow.com and I'm going to look at our archive because I don't remember everybody that we've interviewed.
We've interviewed people in television, from Mike the Miz to people on HGTV, Max Brown of the Royals. We've delved into all different genres for interviews. We've interviewed people like before they became really, really big. We got Rob Schomburger and Michael Kingston, Matt Goldberg, before they all became big things. We had them on the show. Fun fact, Vic Joseph came to us and wanted to be on this show.
That was a cool interview.
Can't remember how to say his last name, but it's Vic Joseph now.
Tribulante.
There you go. And but he came to us wanting to be on this show because he heard good things about this show.
You know who would be cool to do a follow-up now with is Uli Latukifu.
Yeah, he was. We had him
before the start of Young Rock.
So fun fact, we booked that and we knew he was going to be on the Young Rock. And so we prepared like all these questions for him based for that TV show. And because we booked him for the other project and like they were like, yeah, no, you can't ask him anything about that. And so we had to take all of those out of the interview.
Like right beforehand.
Right beforehand, like literally like I think like 20 minutes before the interview, they told us we couldn't ask him anything about it. So I would actually love to do a follow up with him.
And they came to us.
They did come to us. That would be cool to talk to him about like the Young Rock and like how things are going and how he's doing. Cause yeah, it's like that show blew up and it did really well and it's got a second season. I know that. So and he's the star of it.
Third season.
Third? Yeah. Are they in third? Okay. But yeah, like I think those would be cool ones. Honestly, Adam Pearce would be a good one too.
Yeah, we got him for the NWA series. Him and Colt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Seven Stages of Hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Seven Stages of Hell, and talk to Adam Pearce about his journey because
it's changed since then.
It's very much changed since then. I'm sitting here going through all the interviews. I'm like, yeah, this would all be good, really, really good follow up. So if you guys want to talk, hit us up.
You've also talked to a certain fallen angel that I remember.
Couple times.
Oh my God, that was so much fun.
A couple times we had him. We've had him and Kaz.
Yeah.
He thought we were closing the store the first time we called him.
Yep.
Because he was like, who is this? And he's like, the Rack. And then he's like, he talked to me and he's like, oh, right, the Rack. Got it, boobs. Got it.
Yeah. Some of the best bumper clips have come from your interviews, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Everyone likes a good Rack. Anyway.
What is your guilty pleasure?
Yeah, I don't have one.
Guilty pleasure?
Video gaming? Yeah. I don't know.
You know that thing that you don't want to admit that you like, but you'd really like?
No, I don't know. I don't have any of that. I'm very open on what I like and don't like.
No, really?
Really? I know, right? How about it?
I'm trying to think.
Lindsay, do you like the Kardashians?
No.
Okay.
Yes, she does.
I mean, no, I don't. I mean, I've kind of admitted I already like trash TV, so that's not really like a guilty pleasure.
Guilty pleasure? She actually watches AEW.
No, I don't. I don't know. Like, nothing's coming to mind in terms of like a guilty pleasure. Like, my life is so simple now that like I kind of just don't leave my house. It's very sad.
It's all good. What is your biggest pet peeve?
People that can't give instructions properly.
People who don't listen.
What, Rock? All right. Two more. Rock, can you really trust the process?
Yes, you can trust the process.
Wait, which process, though?
The process.
The one that gets you to the second round of the playoffs.
Yep, you can trust the process. He's so unfortunate. Like, he was having a great season, even through COVID and everything. And then he gets hurt. Like, fucked everything.
You're welcome.
Fuck you. And I don't curse on this show often. I try not to. Fuck you, bro.
And then, because this is the Rack, Lindsay, mm-hmm. I'm stealing something from your playbook.
Rude.
What do you guys like to do on your day off?
Sleep.
Play Fortnite Battle Royale, Ultimate Battle Royale Experience, where we get crank 90s on little Billies and Timmies.
I figured that was the only fitting way to end this question session, is with
the question.
Lindsay's go-to question. Yeah.
The go-to interview question. Yeah. No, it's sleep or honestly go to antique stores and just wander around antique stores. Those are probably my two favorite things to do on my day off. And I don't get to do the antique store nearly as much as I like, because like there's several in the area, but like once you go to them, you have to kind of wait a while and then they reset and then you go again. What?
We need to ask that question to someone.
Who?
Hey, Brent, what do you like to
he
do on your day off?
Days off.
Exactly.
It's not worth asking him because he works every day and he should take a day off though.
That was the
hashtag NDO.
Let's see.
What are you up to?
See if this is close. That's not even anywhere close. It's not even counting anymore.
Okay, hang on. Give me 1 second.
Because, chat, today is not only the 10-year anniversary of the Rack, it is also the 10-year anniversary of when we adopted Brent.
Good lord. Can we return
him? Actually, that is true.
Can we return him?
No.
He does too much at this point. We can't.
God, all right, here we go. Lindsay, to answer your question, it is 3,167 days and counting.
Oh my god, you need to take a day off.
I have eclipsed Cal Ripken, yo.
I need you to tell me how you do it. Like, do you just do breathing exercises or something?
No, one person summed up the entire experience, except I need to change one little bit about it.
Okay.
I basically run on Gatorade and spite. So thank you, Becky Lynch, for dropping that tidbit of wisdom back on Raw when she said it was coffee and spite, but I don't have caffeine even, so it's just Gatorade and just pure spite that motivates me.
God. I must be higher strung than you, because I couldn't do it. I would lose my mind if I had to work 7 days a week. I would just... With no break, I would lose my shit.
Honestly,
so
it's just when it's the weekends, I just work from home, and it's just like, once you get in the groove and used to it, it just kind of blends together and goes.
I mean, I can see that, and I can respect that. Like, for me, if I can just do what I need to do, it's not that bad. I think when, kind of going back to what my pet peeve are, it's like when people give bad instructions or they don't give instructions and you have to like pull things out of people, like when it's pulling teeth, that's where I get really, really frustrated with what I do, because it's like just tell me what you want. And you know that there's people that they just can't articulate it and you try to help them. But for other people, it's like they know that what they want and they just won't tell you. And it's really frustrating. Like, but if I could just do what I do and not basically I do what I do and not have to deal with people, it would be fine. No, I shouldn't say that. That's bad. But, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, no, I get it. Oh, but, by the way, Rock, do you like Danny Green?
All right. Meh. He's gone.
He's not a Sixer anymore.
I know. I've been watching. I'm paying attention.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's been distracted by other things, namely the NBA draft.
I've not been distracted. I really haven't been paying attention.
He's just been producing, that's all.
I have, in fact, been producing, and the producing says we're doing this. We're going. We're gone. We're leaving. We're ending. We're wrapping up. Doing the thing.
That is the end of the 10-year anniversary. So, Brent, you got stuff to plug, so plug your stuff first.
Well, you can find me on Twitter at Kane Kittens. I sometimes have interesting things to say about certain programs. You can also find me Saturday nights playing Fortnite with those two individuals, as well as doing the Intern's Corner on CB Radio, and I guess Sunday night with WTR, but not this Sunday.
All right, so Rock, plug away.
Thank everyone for listening to 10 Years of the Rack. Whether you listen once, twice, 10 times, 1,000 times, it doesn't matter. Thank you for listening. Saturday Night Midnight is another edition of CBRCBLive.com, GreatTheGreatDebate.com. Before that is the aforementioned Fortnite with friends around 10:30 whenever we get our shit together. Sunday night, we're watching the pay-per-view, so there is no WTR. They'll be back to review Money in the Bank the following week. Monday night's Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. Available right now is the Rack Extra Review Season 3, Episode 3 of Ms. and Mrs. Episode 4, we're figuring it out. And then, if we could figure that out, then Episode 5 will probably be available on Wednesdays.
We were promised things and they didn't happen.
Yeah, so we're adjusting. So there is that. We'll be back next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. You can follow us on Twitter. And every social media platform at Rock Radio Show. You can get The Rack on any social, any podcasting platform. It's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music. Just search The Rack Radio Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. If you have that Amazon Prime link to Twitch, it's called Prime Games. Support the channel by clicking that purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use creator code ROCKINSOCK or
Linz M. Ward
in the Fortnite item shopper, Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. And like Rock, thank you so much, everybody, who has listened to the show over the last 10 years. We are beyond grateful and just blown away by all the support that we have received. I never expected this show to go this long. I never expected us to be able to do what we've done with this show. We set goals for ourselves, and we have achieved quite a lot of them, which is astounding. There is still the very elusive Undertaker interview, which at this point, if we never get it, that's fine. We also shot for Bray Wyatt, but, you know, again, if we never get it, that's fine, because if we ended the show tomorrow, which we're not, but if we ended the show tomorrow, I could walk away pretty much completely happy with what we've done, because when we started this, we never thought we would get here. Right?
Yeah.
So, thank you so much to everybody who has enjoyed the content. You like content, you like Genshin Impact, and you like Fortnite, you can follow me over on twitch.tv/LinzWard. You can follow me on Twitter @LinzWard. You can check out my YouTube, linzward.rockradioshow.com, or just look for Linz Ward on the YouTube. It has all of my Twitch content. It has a couple of review videos on there. The fact that we have expanded The Rack from just the show to The Rack Extra Reviews to doing book reviews to doing show reviews to doing just so many different things is
video
just
games.
Astounding to me. Video games. You know, the fact that we do all that is just crazy and insane to me, and I'm just very grateful to everybody. So thank you very much, and don't forget to check out our very fine sponsor, mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211. So for Rock, for Brent, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack 10 years right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we will see you later. Till then, bye.
Or bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
WildTalkRadio.com.